The Defense Department is chomping at the bit to speed up its procurement process. It's doing that as one way to stay ahead of Russia and China, the new near-peer competitors. DOD will release two new sets of guidance in the coming months, which the Pentagon hopes will quicken acquisition. Federal News Network's Scott Massioni joins me in studio with more. And Scott, this first policy that's coming out has to do with middle-tier acquisition. What are they talking about?
Yeah, a pretty bureaucratic sounding name, but it's something that, as you know, Congress has been giving DOD a lot of different authorities over the past 5 years on how it can speed up acquisition and harness innovation, all those buzzwords that we've been hearing a lot. So middle tier acquisition is an interim approach, so it's only going to be around for a certain amount of time, and it focuses on things delivering products that are between 2 and 5 years, and this is delivering and producing these things, fielding them in that time.
Yeah, so that's as opposed to like really long-term things like a new bomber, which takes 20 or 25 years to conception to fielding.
Yeah, and there's a lot of things that are pushed toward prototyping at this point that have to do with acquisition. So this is a whole acquisition cycle, basically, except for, you know, sustainment. But it allows DOD to work outside traditional acquisition regulations, the FAR, the 5,000 directives, all those types of things. So it gives the program managers a way to quickly work and get through things, and brings up still some of the transparency issues of other transaction authorities and things like that, but also gives DOD a chance to really innovate and work on emerging threat technologies.
And just to be clear, these do have statutory authority, even though they're outside of the DFAR and the 5000 series.
Right. Yes. Yes.
So middle tier then is somewhere between long-term new platforms and supplies, really.
Yeah. Yeah. This is something like I think the best example was the MRAP. You know, that was something that had to come. It was an extreme need for people in the field, and they were, this was a tank, sort of like a tank. It was sort of like a Humvee.
I remember when they came out. We had the president of Oshkosh on the show to describe these new V-shaped hull types of trucks.
Exactly. So they were needed to keep soldiers and troops from getting hit with IEDs, and they needed them quickly because they were really taking a big hit. So they quickly developed these things. This is sort of in that same vein and gives DOD a quick way to get up there with near-peer competitors when they can. And you have to remember that DOD is really worried about China and Russia, and it is focusing on innovation. It's trying to bring in this whole fail fast, do a lot of prototypes, and see what you can do as quickly as you can, just like Silicon Valley and all these high-tech companies out in California.
And I guess the brass really feel this can help. This was something that they wanted in the NDAA, probably more so than industry cared.
Yeah, I mean, DOD really wanted it, and we saw this come with Ash Carter back in the Obama administration. This has been something that DOD has been asking the services to sort of test the waters with first. So they had the Air Force and the Navy put out their own guidances. The Air Force is using this for their light attack aircraft. And from there, DOD took what they learned from the services, and now they're adding these guardrails for the new policy. So they, instead of kind of doing it the other way around, where DOD thinks through things and takes months to do things, they put it out there, did kind of an experimental run, and now are kind of pulling back and saying, this is how we're going to do things from now on. So we're going to expect that guidance in the early January, February timeframe, according to Ellen Lord, who's the Undersecretary of Acquisition and Sustainment for DOD.
We're speaking with Federal News Network Scott Massioni. Now, the second policy, this will deal with OTAs, which is kind of the big bugaboo in the room right now.
Right, exactly. And this one's going to be coming a lot sooner, this new guidance. And you'll actually probably, if you want to have some light reading for your Thanksgiving dinner, you can have the handbook for the OTAs, which is what is going to be coming out.
I've actually read the Air Force handbook on OTAs.
On Thanksgiving dinner?
Not on Thanksgiving dinner, but I have read it during work hours, and it's not completely understandable, but it's dense.
Right. Yeah, sure. So this is something that industry and
And it's not a turkey either.
It's not. And so this is something that transparency groups, industry, and government have all been clamoring for, because OTAs have been so amorphous. They're something that have not been defined very well. And because of that, people fear that not only are there transparency issues, but ways the industry can find loopholes to get money. Something I've reported on a lot about how some of the big corporations have been getting these these agreements, when it's really supposed to go to small businesses who have innovation and don't traditionally work with DOD.
Well, that's right. I mean, the OTAs do allow contracts under the way the guidance has been traditionally to agencies, even though they haven't used it very much. They can go to large businesses as long as small innovative companies have a substantial portion of the work that's being done. So that would mean it would almost be passed through with the large company being an agent. And that's always gets procurement authorities into trouble when it looks like they're large companies just fronting for another one. But it might be a teaming partner and so on. So, and I don't think the percentages of work are as defined under OTA as they are under the FAR for large and small business.
Right. I mean, there's no FAR requirements for OTA. And this hopefully will give some guidance to the industry and to acquisition professionals when it comes to these OTAs. And during my reporting this summer when I did the OTA, a special report on OTAs, you know, we found that Boeing, Lockheed, these were the people, they're the companies that were getting the most money out of OTAs, not small businesses. And granted, they're working with a lot of small businesses in order to get that, but they are the ones that are getting the most out of it as well.
Interesting. Well, so there's more guidance coming on that, and there's also some training coming for DOD acquisition people?
That's right. So, you know, Ellen Lord, who, like I said before, is the Undersecretary of Acquisition and Sustainment, she said that, you know, DOD has all of these new authorities in the past 5 years, like I mentioned before, coming from Congress, but no one really knows exactly how to use them. And there's a culture within DOD, as you know, of not really moving very quickly and not really trying new things and experimenting. She wants to change that. So they're creating a big handbook for acquisition professionals on how to what all the authorities you have and when to use them. So it's sort of a lookup, you know, cyber. OK, here's what I can use to kind of get there. And then they're pushing people. They want to change this risk adverse culture within DOD is something they've been working on for a couple of years now, because they're seeing that, like I said, from China and Russia. So this is one way to push them into doing that. Another way is they want to do these small training modules, 2 to 4 hours long, using videos, written materials that will teach them how to write cybersecurity into contracts, things like that, that are much needed now and have not really gotten into the regular mind of things.
Well, Ms. Lord must know that she's got to get in a hurry with the middle tier acquisitions, because that authority has an end date written into the law.
Right.
Whereas OTAs have been around for 50, 60 years, and now they're just kind of polishing that old piece of silver and using it more. But nevertheless, I guess 21st century guidance needed.
Right. And I mean, I could definitely see the middle tier acquisition making its way into a full policy at some point and given from Congress. But I think they want to see how it works first. It only came in around 2016. So DOD hasn't had a lot of time with it yet, but they're hoping to start using it again.
And that guidance is coming again
early next year. Yeah.
So both of them by mid-January or so will be out.
So the OTAs in November, and then next year will be the middle tier acquisition.
Federal News Network, Scott Massioni, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Be sure to check out his story at federalnewsnetwork.com.